Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel, talking smaller meat processors in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? Well, you just might find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auction. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find what you're looking for today.
Want to share a little more of the conversation that we had with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel, in this case talking about the quest to expand meat processing capacity in this country.
Everybody in the industry has been interested in various ways we might increase cattle capacity, additional shackle space, if you want to call it that. But, you know, the lot of talks about small processors, maybe medium-sized processors. How much positive impact would that really have, you think, if we were able to accomplish that over, the next year or so?
Well, it depends on how it happens and to some extent where it happens. But, these really small plants, there's a lot of interest in the local processors, the very small processors. And honestly, that's not going to change the overall numbers very much. Maybe some really good market opportunities at a very, local and limited level. You know, there are some proposals out there now for some of these somewhat bigger plants, up to medium-sized plants. And that will help. But the thing is, particularly if we're starting with a brand new facility, it's going to take at least probably 2 years at a minimum to bring those plants online. So there's really not much that can change in the short run to sort of effectively change that slaughter capacity. We just don't have any wiggle room, if you will, on the capacity side. We've already been running Saturday kills all year, well above what's typical. And you can only do that for so long, partly because of labor agreements and those kind of things, and partly because Saturdays is when packing plants do some maintenance work. And if you defer that maintenance long enough, you will start having breakdowns and other disruptions in processing. And so, there's limitations to what we can do in the short run.
Daryl, of course, the cattle producers making a little bit of money right now, $1.20 a pound on the finished cattle feedlot closeouts. But the packers are making huge amounts of money, several hundred dollars per head. Clearly, they've got incentive to try to move as many cattle as they possibly can through the existing capacity.
Well, that's right. I mean, yeah, they are, profit margins are huge at the packing level right now. You know, in the short run, it's an incentive, but the reason we have this situation is because in the short run, we just don't have any capacity. Part of it's a physical thing. We have decreased the number of packing plants over time. The bigger constraint within that right now is just the labor issues. And so, we can't maintain, maximum daily kills, if you will. We can occasionally hit a maximum daily kill, but we can't do it 5 days in a row to have a, and so, so that's what's really limiting us here in the short run. And so, again, we just have to, sort of work our way through this and get past that.
One last question, Daryl. I know what you probably have seen the information that came out of the group of cattle organizations that met and had some ideas that they were able to all agree on. Not a whole lot, but they had three pretty good ideas, including the extension, the renewal of the mandatory price reporting with a kind of a twist on that of trying to come up with information on a lot of these value-added type programs, some details on what that means as far as pricing and the like. How valuable could that be to the industry if we had that type of information for folks like you to look at?
Mandatory price reporting, obviously, we think is very valuable to the industry. We've had it now for quite a long time. I'll answer your question by going back to when we passed mandatory price reporting initially. There was a lot of expectations that we were going to learn a lot of things we didn't know. And honestly, I'm not sure that we did. We love having the data, and I think the data is very useful to the industry to help analyze things. But I don't know that we found a lot of new things that we maybe some people thought we would. And that might be the case this time with adding, you know, adding the idea of a contract library or whatever you want to call it in this. It will provide some additional information. It will probably be helpful over time. I don't know that it's necessarily going to reveal any dramatic things, at least in the short run, that that really changes the situation much. But, you know, I'm an economist, so more information is always better. We love data.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes.